So, okay. So yeah, here we are. Yeah. We are in Nottingham, near Nottingham Forest Stadium. Actually, the second of our tour. And we have Limestone Cowboy here in the UK with us.
Yes, excellent guest from James Beadle for so far my visit. Yes,
I've been a bit of a tour guide, shown him some of the most interesting sites like Stonehenge and stuff like that.
Yeah, all the stuff that no people from the UK ever do.
Yeah. It's just literally a traffic hotspot, but it was cool.
Yeah, London twice.
It is pretty bad.
Yes, very beautiful.
But mainly we've been talking about work and what we've got planned, which is big plans, like loads of apps. An empire to build.
So. It's really exciting.
Leading up to this, you and I have only just kind of had a little back and forth snippets throughout the day, most every day for about how long would you say?
I'd say my phone is full of videos of you, just sending me stuff about your day, me sending you
and his cat.
Yeah,
video about cat.
And I see Kelly in the background painting while you're off in the shade at times.
So that's standard. He goes to Starbucks, I paint.
Yeah, right. Well, I've got work to do.
Yeah.
You've got painting to do.
It's it's fair. Yeah. I understand.
In the boat.
It's actually enjoyable.
And it looks great. Like, spot on.
Yeah. Like
whether you can see that on camera, I don't know. But it does. Take it from me.
It does look bang. It looks exactly what we need it for, which is a giant target for people that are walking by to say, can you kick a football at this boat at a target and win some FPL?
Right.
So, like,
it's always getting noticed as well, the boat, especially on the canals. People.
Ultimately, like, I know that these young kids, like Mr. Beast, and like seeing giveaway stuff, and we've got these coins, crypto. So, I firmly intend to just any maturity interest I get from like all the voting and stuff, I will be using it for prizes to just get people to sign up. Yeah, that's my plan. Like,
and what makes it so great is the access that you have to like. Like, we have Nottingham football stadium just right down from us.
It's crazy, isn't it? Like, to have just tens of thousands of people at every stadium, every weekend. Like, we've got one boat now, but if we get successful, we would want, like, boats everywhere that we could always have access to these people. And it just makes it so much easier to promote when you're in real life. You can talk to them. You can explain stuff to them. You can, like, create big events if you want
and that's where Kelly's going to come through, right?
Well, I mean, the thing is, just where we've been, where we are on the river now, so many people, maybe like four in the last however since I've been up this morning, have asked what the boat is and why it's the colors it is. It's clearly has a purpose, but people don't know why, and that alone makes it worth its weight, especially when you're outside a football ground.
Right, and like looking around, there's no other colors like this boat, like anywhere near it. They're more of like a traditional color. So
I genuinely feel like we're very early, not just in crypto, but in this whole boat situation in the UK. Like, it's really hard to live in the UK. It's expensive, and boats are now viable with like solar panels and stuff. Like before, like 10 years ago, you couldn't power like my laptop, for instance, on a boat, but now you can. Like people like it, so I think this is going to be a cool, we were first into this sort of like lifestyle, but we also, like you say, we get access to every city that's on a river, and the UK's filled with rivers,
right? And the fan base is mainly like this working class type of
100%.
Yeah,
so yeah, like football is big among the working class in this country,
so it's getting right into the heart of it, really. Kind of,
it's the biggest sport.
It shows like the current, let's say the current fantasy EPL that's going on. Do they go and promote, like, their promotion versus, like, what's going on with you?
See, they don't need to promote because they have a monopoly. Like, no one has ever been able to compete with them. Like, because their game's really good. Like, it's probably the best sort of front-end website for, like, large-scale data I've seen. And, but ultimately, I feel like our game's better. Like, I played that game for, if you look, they list every season you play, and you can see I played it from, like, day one till, I think, like, 2018. And I just lost interest because I never win in anything any season. I put so much time into it. Like, I'm always playing it. So,
but it's
like,
the main and biggest.
It's the only
right?
one. Like, everyone around the country is playing it. So everyone's putting their time into it. So I stopped playing it. And now with OpenFPL, I had a chance to, like, how would I build this game if it was, like, me? And it is. So I feel like I've built it better. Like, I've not copied them. I've found the things they've missed. Like, they don't recognize details in football that fans like me do. Like,
right. Now, we were talking about this the other day. You're talking about the bonuses, like how they've structured theirs to be
released. They've got like some like simple bonuses that will handle their lot, like 10 million users. But ours are tailored for like the true football season, like what we see happening. Like Trevor's running around, that'll happen a lot. So yeah, our bonuses are tailored for things like the young players. We know that they play at like the end of the season. There's a bonus for like if you've got players 21 and under in your team, then you play this bonus and then you get more points.
Just it's when, like it's the timing.
Good for like people who have watched the Premier League for 10, 20 years will know that you play this bonus towards the end of the season when like teams have like cemented their position wherever it is. Yeah. The kids are run out. Like that's what they do. Like,
yeah.
And we've got 10 bonuses, everything from like nationality to what happens in a game. Like there's loads of stuff that you'll be able to get patterns within your team and be like, you have some strategy there.
Yeah, and like you said, like with those late play game bonuses could bring those the people back in.
I think the bonuses are like game changers, really. They're for me, they add they're little kickers, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're playing a computer game.
Yeah.
I just can't. And I feel like we've structured them well. So we've got 10 bonuses, but you can only play two a month, which stops like every month the winner of the monthly leaderboard is whoever played the most bonuses. Like, we've spread it out nicely. I feel like the game's going to be nicely balanced to not be, this is it, you got to win the season. Like with the other game, if you're out by like January, you're out. You're never going to win anything at all. But ours is structured like every month it's a new league for you to like a new leaderboard for you to place in the top 100. Yeah. So it's like there is that season there's leaderboard, that hope. But the focus isn't on just the whole year. It's on like your club every month, every week. And we have bonuses as well that's like all-time high score. We reward that.
Mm-hmm.
We also like highest scoring players in matches. Like we have tried to make it so that there's always some FPL going to the users, okay? They're always winning something. So rather than just like once a season, you put all this time and you might win something, but literally out 100 out of 10 million people, you're not going to win anything.
Most of the stuff that's given away anyway is stuff that's given to that game's by advertisers anyway.
Yeah, and it's just it's just very very minor. What was the biggest? What's the major?
20k, isn't it?
So I added it up, and that was generous in my head. Like I didn't want to say it's like 20k of prizes if it wasn't. Like that felt I was being generous to make sure I'd covered it. But then they don't pay for those prizes either. A lot of them are like sponsor. Mm-hmm. They're related to the sponsors.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So they're literally just taking your data. And that's it. They don't care. They're not rewarding anyone with anything. Like maybe someone is like winning that prize, but for the time that if you beat 10 million people or something, you need to be able to buy a house.
Yeah,
that's quite a feat, right? I mean,
whatever the thing is, even if it's throwing like coins in a jar, like if you beat 10 million other people at anything ever, you should never have to worry about your home. You should be your life should feel special because you've done something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, there are people that do that every year in our country where it's like the biggest sport, and they get next to nothing. It's an insult. Like, for the time I've put in, like I think one year I was in like. At one point, I was like 4,000th in the world. Like, I was amazed with myself. But even that, like, I felt great, but I would have got nothing bar the respect from my peers.
Yeah.
But we want both. We want people to be like, you're awesome, and you've got the car to prove it.
Right. So, yeah. Now, the other thing, as we were talking about earlier on, was like the proposals and gathering that data for the players.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, it's a really important part.
Yeah.
Like people don't understand, like, ownership of data, really, and you can't just like pull data from an API and expect your service to run perfectly. And I'm not saying that we won't pursue any data capture means we want, but we think it's important to have as a backstop, as a first way of doing anything, we own the data. So we have built our governance system to verify data because it's important that we get the right data. It's not a complex data set. We're talking like there are 10 games a week and it takes me 4 minutes to enter all of the data for one game.
Mm-hmm.
So like as a DAO with potentially millions of people, we can manage loads more than this. Not just just like the Premier League. I plan for the DAO to manage worldwide football data set. Like for everything that ever happens. I know that sounds insane and stuff, but we're going to reward people for not just voting, for like raising the proposal. Like, you can now see you can check who raised the proposal, and we can, as a DAO, if we truly value being able to know who scored in Brazil this weekend in some league, because ultimately someone might bet on it on a future project product we might have.
And also it is significant for one of our other future projects as well.
So I do see the bigger picture here, which I don't talk about often, because when it comes to the SNS, you don't want to talk about gambling. Okay, you don't want to, like, definitely don't support it. Like, crypto's risky enough as it is, but we have to be honest here. And in this country, gambling is huge. Okay, it's on all of the football shirts. The stadiums are named like.
I've seen quite a few.
You've seen betting shots. You've seen betting shots on every high street.
Most of the football is built around betting money.
Like, and honestly, I love betting on football.
It's in the lifeblood of the country, right? I mean, this is like a big.
But it's set up to take advantage of people, and it's not fair. Like, as a DAO, we should be able to take the profit from that betting stuff and give it back to the people and offer better odds and stuff like that. And the plan I've got, it revolves around this data set. So I would say, we want to offer real-time any fixture odds around the world, okay? And so that's always been my end goal, is not peer-to-peer betting, fixed odds betting. Like, and it's not hard to say Wayne or Erling Haaland, like, is he going to score first this weekend, okay? You could look at, I'd say, just off the top of my head, I'd give like 2-1 he's going to score first, okay? Like, if you were going to bet on
that. I mean, it's pretty standard odds, right?
But who are you to trust me? Like, and I would say that as a DAO, we can write an algorithm that says, right, this guy in his last 3 games has scored 4 goals. Typically, he scored first in 3 of those. There is an algorithm there that OpenFPL can manage that is abstract for every league in the world. And when it's wrong and someone, like, more bets are won than we anticipated, for instance, we would adjust the algorithm, like, as a DAO. And that's what we'll get good at, is I think we're already set to offer odds that are priced in a way that will deliver a highly profitable betting platform, okay? But we need the data to do that. So to get there is a process. So it starts with OpenFPL proving that fantasy football can be run using this consensus data. Then we're going to introduce a really fun game, which is something I've always wanted, is to be able to predict things about footballers over a long period of time, like be able to spot talent young and see it through. And so we've got Transfer Kings coming for that, which is like an agency game. Like, you're going to basically, you and your friends are going to set up your own agency, your football agents, and it's going to be a bit like Monopoly. You're going to squeeze the life out of the football world until one of you is that transfer.
It's a totally
king.
New football game, really, I think, of anything that's out there.
You actually got to share some stuff. We got to see some of it, yeah.
I actually had you on a call with Definity Designer in Central London.
That was great, It looks top notch.
Transfer Kings is going to be a really fun game where ultimately, you'll buy it in FPL. So the point of it is to, first of all, give some utility to FPL. So it's only purchasable in FPL, and you will squeeze the life out of it. But someone will get all the money from the agency, just like Monopoly, and the game is over. Okay, you'll win that Transfer Kings game. So we're hoping there'll be like repeat income coming from that. But then after that, it's all about the data from that game, because it's a worldwide game. Like, you don't know around the world right now where, like, Sadio Mane is or Mo Salah. Like, they're in a lower league somewhere, really young maybe, and you want to sign that player because you think you know stuff. So it's just a way of sort of showing how much you do know about football. But it's also related to what's actually going on. Like, there's games going on. Mm-hmm. And not just in England, there's games around the world. So
it kind of extends beyond your major fan base, which is the FPL, which has its own worldwide fan base. But
the point of FPL is there is no arguing that the English Premier League is far beyond any league in the world. Like, it's anyone can win it. It's pretty special in my eyes. And especially like money, proves that it's the best league in the world. Like, the standards are fantastic. But you... there is so much good football around the world. There are so many good footballers. Like, Messi never played in the Premier League. Like, not everyone feels the same as me. Not everyone is as biased as I am, but that's expected. So I do want to provide people with a game that's fun, where they can predict. And I think we've hit that really well. So I'll just explain how it's going to work. So there's, like, five, like, types of players from, like prospects, like really young players, academy players, to just, like, your squad players, all the way up to all-stars, like your Ronaldos and your Messis. And you're going to pick 100 players from around the world that you sign in your agency. You're going to make a contract with them. And then there's, like, two tabs, if you like, to the game from what we've designed. There's this contract centre, and then there's the promotional hub. So when the World Cup's on or whatever's on, you're going to pick the people you've got under your contract. So this is how I see, like, someone being really happy. You pick Neymar at, like, Santos or wherever he was, like, 5-10 years ago. He then goes to the World Cup. He then, like, wins it. And you've had him in your promotional centre. So you select players and you place them every week that they're under your contract, but you're giving them attention. Like, you think they're going to have a good week. And so you'll sort of make more money. Like, you'll get bonuses.
That's
like,
essentially cool. Just pimping them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You get to pimp 10 of your players, like, whenever. But then you can't promote them for a couple of weeks. Like, you've got to rotate. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there's, like, we've got some good game dynamics.
It's unique. It's got a unique spin that doesn't exist. Anyway, is there something?
There's a game here that's called, like, Championship Manager. Okay, and it's kind of like you buy and sell players, and it sort of, like, randomizes the game. Mm-hmm. But that's the only big worldwide football data game that I can think of. Like, and FIFA, but that's obviously.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't even know that existed. So,
That's not so mainstream.
No one has ever thought of doing something around football agents. Like, they're essentially the big players here. Mm-hmm. Like, they have access.
And there's longevity, right? Because you can pick someone who's. The thing is, I genuinely believe I know people that know football well enough and do look out for young players from different countries. So I think it's definitely got legs right there, and if you get bonuses the longer that you have them around and you pimp them, and that genuinely happens in real life.
Yeah, so then ultimately we're going to get a big data set of worldwide people, and you're going to have a situation where someone really likes a player in their local city, and we haven't added that data in the DAO, and they can then go and add them on with OpenFPL, and they can earn in doing that, and then they can use them in transfer kings, and all of this will lead to us knowing what is happening. So the point is, we want to know in real time the state of football, the current state of football, and there is only one true state. Like, Wayne Rooney played for Everton at this time, and he played these games in these years, and he got these minutes and these yellow cards at this exact. And we can get that. It's not an impossible feat to get to. And when you get to the process that you're always able to know the state, you can then offer the odds based on the algorithms that we have. And that's what Football God will turn into.
Yeah.
So Football God, I want it to be any game in the world, real-time odds, and you can only bet in FPL. And all the money the site makes goes back to the FPL treasury, and we burn it all.
Yeah, right. So it keeps it.
Yeah, it's literally just, so people will like betting. They'll like the fact that a football game's on, and on Sky Bet now, if there was a championship game, you might not be able to bet on who would score first, because they might not have the staff to price up those odds based on how busy they are. I literally think that's how it goes. Whereas we will automatically, we won't even have to be asked, because the DAO runs autonomously. If someone's adding a player, that league is then added, those fixtures are then added, like, it begins to manage itself. And people get incentivized for saying, right, this day is missing, that day is missing. Obviously, we're going to manage it and we'll be on top of it. But we want to get to a point where people realize the value of this football state, this perfect football state, and they can own it. And then if we have it, we can use it, not just for this. We can use it for things that people haven't even thought about yet, okay? Like, say we wanted to make a game that was like the journey of Nottingham Forest through winning the 1979 and 1980s Euro thing. We wanted to make an AI video based on all of the data sets, and we didn't have it. Like, you could use it for that. Or the future of this football data set is huge. It's just people are seeing a couple of football apps and betting. Like, the possibilities are endless if we truly own it. And the only way we truly own it is if, like, we talk about who scores and we vote on it. Like, all we're doing is, as a group, justifying our conversation through voting. This is our data as far as I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so that's how OpenFPL goes into the transfer kings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that is essentially my OpenFPL plan, but it's not the thing I think about, like, 24/7. Like, it is currently the thing that's on my mind.
Well, right, that was, yeah. Some of
okay,
the
so,
stuff going.
So we, so it is, like, currently on my mind. So we had some problems at the start of the season. We submitted some proposals, some values are changing, and essentially, like, I was trying to clean up my mess and just making more mess constantly. So I know there were a few hours where I can't be sure that someone didn't save their team and it crossed over a week and it was still being game week one. So we're going to start again. That's what's going to happen. So on September the 14th, we're now on after this weekend's game, 2 week break. I plan to bring it back September 14th. I need to start afresh.
Mm-hmm.
The key thing this time is I'll have the governance views ready. And before, I was trying to raise proposals and, like, the terminal. You mm-hmm. see me, like, coding
well,
that.
I mean, there was some issue trying to get some answers back from a Definity forum as well.
I mean, there's always been issues trying to get
right,
answers.
Right, but,
I,
yeah.
This is a painful subject.
Like, I don't want to slate the forums because, if anything, they eventually do help me. It's mm-hmm. just, like, hard to get help.
Sure.
But I firmly believe that, like, yeah, we'll be back in a couple of weeks and then there'll be no problems. Like, yeah.
But we just keep trucking on. OpenFPL's a steamroller.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard because, like, and there's no other DAO where it's time-based. It's like, if I miss a fucking time, it's like, fuck.
Yep.
It's like, I'm always, like, cutting corners to make a deadline.
Yeah.
And then trying to, like, backfill. It's like, I have to make this deadline.
It's like running to catch and then hold that time going forward.
Yeah, and then just, I'd suppose, like, I keep changing, like, things all the time, improving it. It's like I'm trying to get private leagues in whilst mm-hmm. every... And it is a constantly moving project that as it grows, like, eventually I will reach my limit, which is what sort of, like, me wanting funding is about, is, mm-hmm. like... I need more help.
Yeah, because just from my visit here, watching you work on the train, works in the cab.
Welcome to
you
my
know?
World.
I mean
like, literally every
it's
minute.
Just nonstop. I mean, I don't
not
think...
Not said for the camera, by the way. I mean, I've lived alongside James for 2 or 3 months solid, and he codes all the time.
But
so
it's like...
Totally genuine.
But it's like I'm doing way too much that I don't get... anywhere near where I need to get. Like,
yeah, but I
problem.
Don't think people understand how much it's just you pushing all this code.
See, I've told them the truth, that I'm not really that clever. I work relentlessly hard. Like, you've only got to read the dev forum to ask some of the stupid questions, like, I've asked, but what you'll see is everything gets solved, everything. Like, mm-hmm. I'll relentlessly find a way. And it's the same with OpenFPL. Yeah, we've got problems. And it's not just Affinity, I've fucked up as well. It's no getting away from it, but...
But it's like learning curves going through
know
SNS.
I know for certain that OpenFPL will be the biggest fantasy football app ever.
Yeah.
Because I'm here in England at the football stadiums, and my app and game is better. The internet computer works, and people want to own this app. So there is a whole... Like, people will give us the time. I know they'll give mm-hmm. us the time. They voted for us to have more funding, like, when the app isn't live. Which for me says that they do trust that they can see the GitHub, the code's there, like,
mm-hmm.
they can pick teams, and they have had it working before. It's just...
Well, this is being the first season kickoff for this. There's going to be some...
constant proposals as well, you know, constant player proposals. You know, when you're decentralized, proposals are part of it, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and,
but and the plan is for us to all come together to do this, which will happen eventually.
Yeah.
It's just ICP's got no one on here yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to do everything the way I thought it was going to go, because I thought it would be like, you build something awesome, everyone turns up. But really, it's you build something awesome and the people on your chain turn up, because no one wants the awesome. Like, if, say, an awesome fantasy football app came out that could help other people get rich on Ethereum right now, I'd be like, for fuck's sake. I'd be like, ICP was supposed to help them get rich, and it's like, yeah, I feel like that's kind of the vibe. There's no one here to.
Well, I mean, we were talking about the best, like what I think the best tech that's come out of ICP is the reverse gas model.
Yeah, for sure.
So for people to get adoption into ICP, I think it's the easiest blockchain to. For one, for adoption, for the average person.
Yeah, you're never
going to... Do you want to shout me on what reverse gas means, then?
He could probably speak to it better.
Yeah, just like every other chain, if you want to use any app, you've got to buy the coin.
Yep.
But you don't have to buy FPL to play my game.
No.
Yeah, so it's like they burn gas to, like, use anything. So users have to, like... If you wanted to save your team, for instance,
yep.
That's signing on a blockchain. So that signing is costing you money to do that.
Yep.
So, but on ICP, I've already charged it all up for 20 years of Kelly saving his team. That yep. You can just keep saving. I've got you. Like, it's good.
I've seen you do it. yeah, I know it exists.
You've seen me panic transfer cycles.
So yeah, the other ones ask for like a gas fee. Like, oh, you want to trade a token? I need a little Ethereum for that trade, even though you're.
Oh, just going. Like any sort of
yeah,
just
like transaction outside of ICP, yeah, but with okay, with the like the. In like the wallets burnt into these, you know, and the reverse gas fees.
I mean, it feels like a whole different system when you talk about it compared to ICP. Like, I don't think you can compare ICP with something like Ethereum. Like, it feels like they are really burning transactions, like that can't be undone, like that kind of immutability of the blockchain. Like, and then that kind of implies you need gas to burn, and like, but with ICP, it's just like a normal, like computer system.
Mm-hmm.
You're just saving data that you can change later. Like, of course it's cheap and easy because you've got to treat it like a SQL or like a normal standard database.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but the reason I brought that up was, like you say, for people wanting to get into the fantasy league, earn some crypto, so easy to get. Once you get the internet like identity, it's seamless.
Hard to get people to just take something for free anyway, let alone if you say, oh, you've got to pay to then get something mm-hmm. for free. It's hard.
I think the minute you mention crypto, though, people are instantly like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, like, hooky, scam.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Like, no, we're genuinely trying to decentralize something.
Well, I get that within my own family, so I understand.
Give back. Yep, same. So frustrating. Love you, but the same.
So I tend to stay away from crypto and just talk blockchain, but by then I've already burned my bridges by starting with crypto with these people.
I think people are just too brainwashed by the word crypto.
I need to say, just check this app out and then send them the link.
And that's the way, like you, but then tokens appear. And mm-hmm. they're like, well, it's not money, what is it? Mm-hmm. It's like not stamps.
Well, the snag is...
I mean, that's all fair enough, though. I reckon that's all, like, fair enough for you to be wary about
crypto.
I think the phrase... a lot of crypto is a fucking scam.
Yeah, crypto is a scam, don't get me wrong. Like, I think I've said that to you. I think the first thing I said to you was, all of crypto is a scam except for the one chain that I'm on.
100%, yeah.
And I've said that to everyone. And when I say that, it's like... I say it specifically that insane because that just sounds so biased, but that is literally the truth, how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And the justification is that all the other chains, they can stop my front end being accessed except for ICP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also, I mean, the utility is bobbing, so...
Like, you need to be able to save at near web speed. Like, ICP is made, like, not to just get your money, it's made to actually mm-hmm. work and build shit.
Yeah.
So, for sure.
Agreed. That's what blew my mind anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all in.
Boom.
I mean, I'm only ICP. Like,
Hands tell it.
I've dabbled with other ones, but there was no real ecosystem to be part of. It was just like holding a token.
Mm.
Like, I'm not into this chain fusion thing. I'm more on, if it was me, I would leave them to die, all these other chains. Like, we don't need to give them life or oxygen. What we're basically saying is, we want your money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want that crypto money over here. And to me, that's when we can't get Web2 money. We can't get market cap from outside of crypto into here. So we need to look at the other chains. And really, if we focused on getting Web2 money out of there, everyone else would be like, well, what? Because the Web2 money is far bigger than anything in crypto. Like, mm-hmm. we need to get real utility out to just focus on all outside of crypto.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, chain fusion isn't that. It's like we're almost like, fuck, we need the price to go up. So maybe if we give the other chains that have market cap that we know could be spent on crypto.
100%. That's the thing for me, being a total beginner, was like the things that you're presenting to people, normal users, has to not be scary, and it has to have genuine use and be fun and make them want to engage with it. Not something that's going to go, well, I mean, I didn't understand crypto, now I don't fucking understand chain fusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I own a CK.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, and for me, like, a lot of the projects that we see appearing that people get excited about, I ask myself, where's that money coming from? Okay. I'll tell you where the OpenFPL money will come from. There are companies on that Web2 website that pay millions to be there. No doubt about it, like Barclays, like Oracle, huge companies. They give that website money and it doesn't go to the users. The money from OpenFPL will come from those same companies who want to advertise to those users. Okay, as a DAO, we will manage that process. That plus merch, plus just everything that comes with football.
We are giving
there's the fans
a large package to come.
And that money does not come from the ICP ecosystem. Like, it comes from outside. Now, I would ask where some of these projects' money comes from, okay? There's no free money here. Like, it's either coming from you guys or it's coming from outside. Yep. And I would say if you went down all the projects, I'm not going to do that here today, okay?
We did the other day?
Yeah. I would ask who's the customer, who's the product here, where's the money? Mm-hmm. And that's all I would say. Like OpenChat, for instance, I think they have huge scope for making money. Like,
I think the fact that you can transfer coins to each other over OpenChat is really powerful.
Yeah.
And, like,
and document sharing. They're trying to check off every box for communication.
Yeah, I mean that's all great. And you can transfer coins in like any app. Okay, like not just OpenChat, they're all basically wallets for everything. But I think OpenChat's real power will come from conversational AI and that data set. And it's how that data set is trained and owned, essentially.
Similar to Twitter, essentially.
Yeah, like Twitter are suing OpenAI because they've used all them like data to train this like multi-billion pound product.
Well, we brought up Discord. Like what's happened recently. Who was it that just recently got arrested over in France?
Oh, the Telegram guy.
Telegram.
Pavel, yeah. So, yeah, he just got arrested because he wouldn't let the French into the app, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's not where I think, like OpenChat will go. They'll never let a backdoor in because it would have to be voted on. So they couldn't, like, anyone who holds chat, they hold a French airport. So that's the good thing about decentralization is...
It's too obvious.
They can't just hold someone to account when it's potentially gone by vote. But yeah, government shouldn't have backdoors into chat, obviously. Right. Yeah. Do we have privacy or not? Like, if they're just gonna start arresting him at the airport, why not just say, in France, we get to see all your messages.
Yeah.
We just like cut the crap. Mm-hmm. Like,
if you don't let us look at the messages, we're gonna arrest you.
Yeah, just say we need to see all the messages, and when the French people say no, then stop arresting people, because the French people obviously don't want you to read all their messages.
So do you see OpenChat like fill in that void in that kind of
way? I see OpenChat, any chat app we've got, like probably definitely OpenChat, but like I see ICP as filling every void. I see people getting used to the fact that this is a piece of software and I own it. Mm-hmm. Like the more I use this, the more I get paid. Like got some straight G.
Full G string.
So yeah, I firmly believe OpenChat will be the biggest chat up. It needs like an app and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm all for OpenChat. I just don't use it anymore because I got so sick of people.
Like, you don't know how to shut up, for want of a better word.
Oh, yeah, like, I have to bite my tongue a lot of the time.
Well, there's not a lot of strong conversation in open chat, you know?
The thing that annoys me most about that group is, like, they don't have any idea, and I've been in there for a year talking to them day in, day out, like, saying more, like, they could see me constantly working. They have no idea how this has gone, like, personally. Like, I literally thought... the chain would reward hard work. Like,
yeah.
And I don't feel like that's happened. I feel like you look at what other people have raised by, like, the code and time, the building of a brand. Like, you could stack everything up, and I don't feel like we got a fair shake, but we've made the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've personally, like, made the best light I possibly can of it. And then it's like, they still don't want to, like, they feel like I'm just, like, trying to take the money.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. They don't realize.
They don't realize that without me, it can, like, you need to be working on it 24/7. Yeah. You're going to need someone like me to, like, live and breathe it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going to take much, like, for it to die out. Like, yeah. We need to have someone that it's their whole life. But,
yeah, so. And, like, with the boats, right? Like, who else is going out to the people? Yeah. What other project is going out?
It's really hard work.
You know?
Like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
it's like they put something out, and then how is this adoption coming? It's not just
going to
appear.
I feel like I've worked hard, but then I feel like I've also, like, the point of OpenFPL was I didn't want to bring, like, a football app to ICP. I got here, and I had some coins. I was like, how do I make this go up the most?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, what's the biggest website? Like, this one gets 10 million users a year.
Yeah.
I identified the inequity, and I feel like because it was so obvious. Like, I don't know.
And also, it's a good denominator. You know, football is a good mix of class and race. It's basically everybody, right? Everybody is into football in some way.
So,
you know, if you're
this
a fan,
is how insane. If you picked one organized activity humans do that is done in public, the most is football. 50-50, play football, or like football, not play, like the sport, or are interested in it in some format. Like, it's the most popular thing
mm-hmm.
we've got.
Yeah, like, yeah. So it's already an attraction already.
Yeah,
especially
it's a full no-brainer.
Like, they don't even need
so notes. So some people say to me, like, Definity don't like OpenFPL because it's gambling, okay? Which I just find, like, so insulting. Like, I literally based it off OpenChat. You know how OpenChat would reward you for, like, getting people signed up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just rewarding you for picking players. What is the difference?
Yeah.
Like, you're picking players or join my group.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, no difference. So
a reward's a reward.
But
right?
It's like they don't want to look at the nuanced detail of that
mm-hmm.
and, like, identify it. So, yeah. Anyway.
It's too easy, isn't it?
But we're going to be fine. Like, I like that we will succeed despite Definity. It'll mean that we are that good. So, yeah. And we are.
I mean, being out here just shows I can't even conjure up another project that has gone, like, the extra step of going out to actually, you know, the idea is bringing in internet identities, right?
Yeah, you want.
So how are some of these other apps gonna, you know, first someone needs an internet identity to, you know, log in to.
Absolutely, 100%.
You know,
it doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. So all these apps need people with internet identities.
And you're not gonna just be able to. It's like we will hand out cards and we'll make it
right.
That way, but you need to chat to people. You need to be able to have a conversation with, like, a few people
mm-hmm.
and really get your message across, like. I still don't think we've found the right words yet
mm-hmm.
to make people understand this.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I firmly believe Definity are doing things wrong. Like, I don't think the chain fusion AI path is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the tech had mattered ever, the price wouldn't have gone down. But as far as I can see, the tech just gets better and better.
Mm-hmm.
The price just goes down. So, like, clearly we maxed out on tech brownie points, ICP. Like, well done. Like, great amount of tech
brownie. It's very technical.
But I don't think that's what is going to get the everyday person into it. They're not like, yeah, but it's not techy enough. They want to see decentralization, ownership. I think that mm-hmm. is where Definity... I think that's where Definity gets attacked from. They get attacked from their ownership position. And they need to start, in my eyes, like... There was a motion proposal to reset the follower account. They need to follow through on that. They need to fully decentralize the grant system.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be offering, like, people like me that have made it to the SNS when they told me that I needed to work harder. Like, they can't tell people like me you can have a $25,000 grant on the same week they give someone a podcast for $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just not, it isn't fair for, like, the work. Like, I literally that week I thought, fuck, I should have done a podcast, not a year's worth of code.
like maybe
here we are.
We'll get Kelly to go for a $25,000 grant.
Yeah, like, we'll take
I'm
all your
happy.
Money.
I will be podcasting, so
yeah,
it'd be lovely.
No, but you wouldn't get it because you're literally trying to promote ICP, honestly, so you're out. Sorry. Like, so, that's how fucking crazy it is. You have access to too many people in a legitimate situation with an actual brand and an app, and it could be a YouTube channel. We're definitely not going to give you money. Sorry, mate.
How is it? How's the grant structured now, though? Because
I don't even touch. Like, I did that one, and then I just... So they just told me, we don't give these grants out easily, like... And I was just like,
well, you know, I was involved in going for a community grant, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I put through my community grant to try to, you know, give the support. I feel like I was already kind of doing that, and I thought I could elevate it a little bit, you know. So I put it in, and it passed through the first phase. I had to go in and tweak a little bit for it to get to the second phase, which was approved. Then they did the flip on how they were going to do the grants, and then I like to say Motoko ghosted. I've used that before, so there's Trevor. So I don't even know. I'd recently gone down to the Nashville the Chain Fusion summer blowout,
and was it mental?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of, you know how like when
I
you go to...
it was a bunch of heady, you know, hedonism.
Yeah. black robes and candles. Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, when you go to a family reunion and you're thinking you're going to meet your other family, but really they still stay in their own pockets of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the community is not really a broad community. It's pocketed community. Yeah. Kind of like trying to meet people when you're on your own thinking it's going to be like a more welcoming thing. You know, it's kind of a little different than what I thought. So. Yeah. So I stayed about half the time. Talk to some of the hub people.
Can you like? That's the thing about ICP. Community is such a big like buzzword. It's like don't fucking say anything bad about the community. Like, but really.
Yeah, I'll probably be blacklisted once you know this gets aired.
Like, I want to say what I want to say, so fuck it. Like, really, they're just all out for themselves. Like, I have offered tokens to as many people to help me as I could. And really, it's if it's not in their, like, if it's not part of their group or it's not their project, like, no one wants anyone else to be the one that made ICP go to the moon. They all want to be the one to do it. Like, it's fucking so frustrating. It's like, I just want the price to go really high so we can decentralize services and fuck over capitalism.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone else.
It's a totally different reason.
Yeah, and everyone else is like, how do I get rich? And it's like, fuck, I don't. No one cares how you get. You get rich by stop trying to get rich.
Well, this is where you're getting all these meme tokens, which now, you know, I've communicated
you
with.
You love
the,
a meme, yeah.
They're fun. They are fun. But to hold forever. You know, we talked a little bit. You know, they're like a flash in the pan kind of thing.
I know, timing. I know fuck all about them, in all honesty.
You're better to just...
I just stay in the waterways. I thought they were silly, because you just bought them and then hope...
See, the thing is, you explain stuff to people, the meme coins, and they're like, no, it's not what I think it is. Can you explain it to me? But it is what you think it is. It is that you're buying it, holding it, hoping you're not the one that is going to be left holding it. Like, you hope that you hold it for long enough that you can make something before everyone, like, who needs it more. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy.
Because
like,
the next thing comes around the corner, you know, for a lot of these. I mean, especially, like, our memes within the ecosystem of ICP, it's just one dumping for the next new one that came out. There's only, like, a handful that's, like...
So explain to me how memes aren't vilified in this ecosystem, like that meme.
Yeah, and
money,
also illegal, isn't that gambling?
No, not even fuck just, the, illegal.
They call them casino tokens.
Take like you've lost money on memes, yeah.
Yes.
Like ICP or memes for sure. Like, and it's like they took your money, man.
Scott
like
Summers.
These people, Scott Summers and others that I don't want to say. Like, I've never even spoke bad about Scott Summers. Mm-hmm. Like,
This is hearsay.
No, it's just like it's not my business to like get involved in that side of things. Mm-hmm. That side of things should just. Shouldn't be down to the person now, like it should be like vilified like completely. We shouldn't have meme coins if the point of them is to take money from people in the ecosystem. Like, we should be protecting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not like, is this a good meme coin or a bad? No, it's a meme coin. The point of it is
I'll say
take Windows, okay? Like, Windows is a sick app, okay? It's not a meme coin. You can use it on your phone, like, now.
That's where I like to say, like, meme-tility. It's like a meme-tility, you know?
Really, that's the scam with Windows. He's pretending to be a meme coin when he's fucking building, like, a sick, like, dance.
Now, I tried to find in Nashville and could not. Of course, I told you that.
It's amazing how well it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, so he's not a meme coin because he's delivering something. Like, that has value and brands. Like, he can go sell T-shirts. He can bring in Web2 money into the ecosystem.
Absolutely.
Therefore, I fully support that meme coin because the software behind it carries it into a brand, if you know what I mean. But Wumbo, or there's the ones that don't have a website behind them, have any developers or code, and know, like, we're going to build this to this. Like, I know right now Shill Gates is working on that site, and in the next iteration is going to be better and better and better. And in 10 years, that meme token will have far more utility than Doge ever could have had.
Right.
Like, so I like that as a meme token because I know that it's done in a way that has such substance, it will bring in that Web2.
And it's unique.
That new money. Like, Windows could be literally a laptop one day. You could be buying your Windows laptop.
Yeah.
Like,
and Shill Gates is the best name, just.
Oh.
Yeah, like.
It's all lined up perfectly.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Like, ICP one day could be the best network. Like, everyone's, like, using, like, a Chromebook-type ICP book.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, a Shill Gates version.
Yeah, so see, what you do is you pull up a Windows, right, and you get over to FPL.
Yeah,
like, it's all tying in the ecosystem. So that's the other thing is, you know, some of these that don't support the other ecosystem, you know, other partners of the ecosystem. You know, like people like Dom and others that write on Medium that I keep saying, what about Nuance? You know, I'm always like, hey, what about Nuance?
Yeah.
What the fuck about Nuance? You know?
Like, I for me, I've tried to support everyone where I can. Like, if someone has a half-decent project that's like that could work, or they haven't tried to mug anyone off, like, I'm trying to tweet about it. Like, one of my favorite projects is Terry with Agridown.
Yeah,
the man will literally cure world hunger.
It's amazing. And especially when you I spoke to Terry.
He's got quite a vision for it and very nice and humble.
But he
learned to code, sorry, he taught himself legendary.
Okay, so he's looking at a guy that is on the ground in South Africa, obsessed with ICP, trying to help millions of people, taught himself to code. He's got like a programming coach, and he will have to work hard for Definity's help. He will have to work very hard for, because he's not worked hard enough yet. That is literally how insane it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but you compare that to other people that get grants, and it's like, well, how is that? Like Terry won't get, I would be surprised if he gets like a big grant. He should. I hope that they are like, fuck James, we're going to give him it now.
Yeah.
Like, I really do, because he deserves it. He will save lives if we can give him the money.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And it's just,
I think he deserves that anyway. I mean, it's a totally commendable project.
Yeah. I mean, he'll send videos out. I know you're on the boat a lot and you don't see, but like on Twitter, he's out in the fields like, hey guys, I'm checking out these so many.
So AgriGal, for people that don't know, it's a DAO that works in farms around Africa, but Terry, I think he's based in South Africa mainly. Mm-hmm. It's about dried food and storage and about decentralizing sort of the wealth behind all of this worldwide food back to the farmers, so they're getting paid
which
fairly.
Which is huge in Africa.
And also it ensures world security because you sort of, you have the right people looking after food, and it's not about greed and money.
And the system's trustless, so
I know we can't do Terry's job justice, but I see him on farms, passionately caring about farmers, and his product is really complex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a lot going on there, but ultimately, I know I can feel that he's a good man that will. It's designed to any complexity is not to fool investors. It's because it's required to deliver. Yeah,
he spoke to me, and you know, I'm just like a guy on the street, right? And so I had messaged him just saying something about, you know, how great his project, and I had an idea of maybe trying to get him some connection over the United States with Purdue. It's a university that deals heavily in agriculture and engineering. So I thought it fell right in line with this project.
Well,
so I kind of mentioned that to Terry, and the next thing I know, he wanted to do a chat, like a video, like a phone chat on Open Chat. He's a super nice guy. Yeah. Just really dedicated.
He's a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a wander around Switzerland with him, and he was genuinely nice guy.
Yeah.
There's I mean, there aren't many other projects I would say that I actively support. Like, I liked that poker app that came out recently, ZK Poker. It's just I think they showed me some tokenomics that weren't like fully,
I don't know, decentralized. I just see a little bit of that one, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, but I think that really we've only got Open Chat at the moment.
Have you looked at the Dragon Eyes that dice game?
No, I haven't. Like,
I didn't know since you like.
I mean, I'll take a casino. Like, I really, what I wanted to do, like Texas Hold'em poker,
mm-hmm.
which has now been done. That with that ZK poker, like that should be pretty big. Mm-hmm. Like, when I do find some time to have a life, I'll play some poker with now, ICP.
Is that one that gets tied into like Yuku?
I don't know.
Is it the virtual? Do they tap into the virtual stuff over?
I haven't looked how far Yuku DAO and all of that have.
I went on one for one space, but I didn't know if more projects are trying to get in that virtual space with them. Yeah. You know,
I mean, I think Yuku sees like AR as the future and that virtual space is the future, but that's just like so far ahead. Like, we can get Web 2 now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the four like biggest software platforms we can have now. Like, we don't need ridiculous speeds. We'd smash it. Like, there's like billions of dollars going into Salesforce every year that isn't like decentralized. There's like so many, like there's so much low hanging fruit, but yeah. What was that?
I don't know. It sounded like it was next door.
Like a
So you were saying Salesforce? You were talking about that?
Oh yeah, I was saying like Web 2. There's loads of low-hanging fruit mm-hmm. that we should be going after. Salesforce, like it's like 30 something billion dollar turnover a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how hard is it to have a Salesforce level up on ICP where it's like tamper-proof and secure? Like, I've worked at companies where I've always had SQL Server access and I can just change what I want. And it's like, no one says anything.
Mm-hmm.
But SQL Server dashboard access is handed out left, right, and center in companies. Like, internal processes are essentially protecting data, not cryptography on Web 2. And that's the crazy thing. It's like, rather than have your internal processes protecting it, like, you could have a rogue manager that one day just deletes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gets like, yeah, we don't have that on ICP. Like, it is actually secure. I firmly believe that there's so much utility to be had, and I'm so frustrated all the time that I see like a new, this is how we're going to take an ICP and split it out and get around the staking or the voting. It's like, we don't need to worry about any of that. Can we build some products with this thing?
Yeah, make stuff that works.
And rather than worry about how you squeeze an extra 0.1 of ICP out of an ICP, the price will go to the moon because we would have delivered what it's for, like actual decentralization of services. Mm. But yeah, I'm more excited about our stuff. We've got a lot coming now. So let's just focus on that, because our stuff is going to be sick.
Yeah.